AP Radio News. I'm Mark Smith reporting live from Hofstra University on Long Island, where this already turbulent presidential campaign tonight enters the rapids, if you will, debate season. Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence just told reporters his guy's ready.
While I've made suggestions all along the way, it's really been an effort to take advantage of that authenticity that he's brought to this campaign.
Yet Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine told backers in Florida Trump will finally have to drop the bluster and get specific.
You can run, but you can't hide. And so we're going to see tonight about Donald Trump. Can he give any details about anything?
But Kaine adds Clinton will also offer viewers a positive agenda. I'm Mark Smith, live in Hempstead, New York. Now with more news, here's Ed Donahue.
Court documents show the man accused of killing five people at a mall in Washington State confessed. Arjan Shaitan's stepfather, David Marshall, says the 20-year-old is mentally troubled and he and his wife are hurting.
We're both totally devastated by what's happened.
Investigators have not talked about a possible motive. Police in Houston say the man who started shooting in a local neighborhood had two legal guns.
One of them is a .45 semi-automatic handgun. The other one is a .45 semi-automatic Thompson carbine, commonly known as a Tommy gun.
Captain Dwayne Reddy says the gunman was a disgruntled lawyer wearing military-style apparel with old Nazi emblems. He was shot and killed by police. Six people in Houston were shot. One person is in critical condition, another in serious condition. People in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are waiting for the rising Cedar River to stop rising.
The National Weather Service is projecting a crest of 23 feet by Tuesday morning, and that would make it the second highest in Cedar Rapids history.
Ryan Schlater with Linn County says crews scrambled to build a flood wall. For the second straight day, stocks finished lower. The Dow lost 166 points. This is AP Radio News. The FBI says murders and violent crime went up last year. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the numbers don't tell the whole story.
The FBI report says murders in 2015 were up nearly 11% from the year before, along with a roughly 4% jump in violent crime. Experts say the increases were driven by more violent crime in several big cities, with one saying there's no evidence of a national crime wave. In a letter with the report, the FBI's chief is calling for more transparency and says the Bureau is working on a database chronicling the use of police force. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A man police say is a gang member has been charged with murder in Chicago. Paul Pagan is accused of shooting a man in the head after they got into an argument near a popular downtown tourist attraction, Millennium Park. Police in Chicago say the victim had just left a wine tasting event. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.